Barbara Dawson died in December after being discharged and forcibly removed from the Calhoun Liberty Hospital. She had complained of trouble breathing and had a blood clot in her lungs. The Agency for Healthcare Administration recently found 10 deficiencies at the facility. Spokeswoman Sandy Pareda says the hospital received the administrative complaint late Wednesday and is figuring out how to proceed with the fines.
We are going to do whatever we need to do to keep the hospital open. It is a critical healthcare point for residents of Calhoun and Liberty County. The community needs the hospital, and the hospital needs the community.
Pareda says the Calhoun Liberty Hospital is addressing the findings and looking for an emergency physician who can train hospital staff. The hospital has to lay out a correction plan to the state by Friday. It has to have all the deficiencies corrected by March 1st or lose state Medicaid funding, which is a significant portion of its budget. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.